at 7.
The Delta variant is COVID on steroids.
The new warning about the dangers of the Delta variant and what it might mean for Bay Area masking policies.
And with thousands of Bay Area kids about to return to the classroom, the Delta variant is giving a lot of parents second thoughts.
And with this new information now, it's sort of time to sit down with my wife and reassess. Yeah, it does worry me a lot.
Plus a six-figure incentive, how far one San Francisco landlord was willing to go to free up a luxury apartment.
We just simply need more boots on the ground. We can't do without you.
When this meeting is over, I will be on the phone to the Department of Defense.
And President Biden promising help from thousands of miles up to help keep California from burning below.
Right now on the KPIX 5 News at 7 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, San Francisco could be the next Bay Area city to issue an indoor mask mandate amid a surge of even vaccinated health professionals can't escape. Good evening, I'm Elizabeth Cook.
And I'm Ken Bastida. Let's get right to the numbers tonight. 6.4% of Californians being tested for COVID-19 are now coming back positive.
That average stood at 1.5% just 30 days ago. The state confirmed another 10,000 new cases in just the past 24 hours. You have to go back to early February to find a one-day total that high.
Statewide, about 4,100 COVID patients are in the hospital, 122 more than there were just yesterday, and 3.5 times the number that we saw in mid-June, right before reopening.
San Francisco is averaging 176 new cases a day. That's a tenfold jump from the beginning of June. Most are turning up in unvaccinated or partially vaccinated people, but there are plenty of breakthrough cases as well. And as Julia Goodrich tells us, not necessarily where you might think.
As COVID-19 cases continue to rise with the Delta variant, we've also learned that healthcare workers have come down with COVID-19. Dozens of them in San Francisco having to call out sick. We've also learned it did not happen inside the hospital.
Delta variant is a different beast, and it can still be there when you are vaccinated.
The CDC finding vaccinated individuals may be able to infect others as easily as the unvaccinated. And then this latest news that healthcare workers in San Francisco are coming down with COVID-19 outside the hospital setting.
Well, we are seeing healthcare workers being diagnosed with COVID-19. Most of these healthcare workers are fully vaccinated.
At San Francisco General Hospital, 35 staff members out sick after testing positive for the coronavirus, according to the hospital's chief medical officer and the San Francisco Chronicle. Three-quarters of them fully vaccinated. At UCSF, about 140 staff members reportedly infected since mid-June. 80% of those who tested positive were fully vaccinated.
We're monitoring the situation carefully. Because they're if people are fully vaccinated, they're unlikely to experience serious disease.
Doctors say right now the number one way to protect ourselves is getting vaccinated and wearing a mask indoors. A mask mandate may be coming as soon as next week.
We are very vigorously exploring issuing an indoor mask mandate and in discussions with surrounding counties and health officers.
Health officials in San Francisco talking today about mask mandates. They say they'll do it on a county-by-county basis, but they may start as early as next week. In the East Bay, Juliet Goodrich, KPIX 5.
Just a couple of hours ago, we've learned nearly 100 Contra Costa County jail inmates and staffers have tested positive at the Martinez, Marsh Creek, and West County detention facilities. The COVID-positive inmates are isolating and no one has been hospitalized.
And the surge isn't stopping travelers from getting out of town, but many we spoke with told us it is top of mind.
I'm a little bit nervous about it. I think it's coming back, and I feel like we all did our best in the first variant, and now because some of us aren't masked up, it's coming back again.
Let me tell you what, fully vaccinated, I'm feeling pretty confident in traveling today.
And with Bay Area schools about to reopen for in-person learning, the surge in Delta variant has some families reassessing their options. So far, no Bay Area school districts have changed their plans, with kids under 12 not yet eligible for the vaccine. Many Bay Area parents are nervous about sending them back, but many students told us they've had enough of Zoom and just want to get back into class.
Mostly to socialize with my peers, and I think although online learning, like, it's good, it's not the same as the real thing.
Because I'm wearing a mask, it helps me know that I'm safe.
We definitely are eager for the kids to get back to school. He misses his friends like crazy, and we're all looking forward to more normalcy.
Well, if you'd like to read more about the CDC and State Health Department's official guidance for schools, we posted links to them on our website, kpix.com.
Now to our fire watch. The Dixie Fire growing by 20,000 acres over the past 24 hours and now covers an area of Butte and Plumas counties that's more than twice the size of the city of San Jose. It's threatening at least 10,000 structures tonight, and containment is still only sitting at about 23%. And nearly 500,000 acres have burned across California so far this year, and it's only midsummer. Governor Newsom pointed that out during a virtual meeting of Western governors, where he put a little pressure on President Biden for more federal help.
We just simply need more boots on the ground. We can't do without you. We're in July. We already have 7,400 personnel actively working to suppress fires.
The governor also called for more aggressive attacks on fires on federal lands. He used the 68,000-acre Tamarack Fire in Alpine County as a prime example. The Forest Service initially figured it would allow it to burn itself out. Well, it burned clear into Nevada.
We need your help to change the culture in terms of the suppression strategies in this climate, literally and figuratively, to be more aggressive on these federal fires.
When this meeting is over, I will be on the phone to the Department of Defense and talking about the access to satellite capability.
And just yesterday, a lightning strike set off a new fire on federal land in Plumas County, not far from the Dixie Fire. They're calling this one the Evans Fire, and it's burned through about 45 acres in the Plumas National Forest this evening near the town of Greenville.
Police and sheriff's deputies will take a fresh look tomorrow for a Berkeley runner who's been missing for nearly 3 weeks. 37-year-old Philip Krychek hasn't been seen since July 10th when he told his wife he was going for a run at Pleasanton Ridge Park. The initial search was called off after 5 days, though volunteers have continued looking. And BART will return to near normal on Monday, resuming early morning to midnight service every day but Sundays. Trains will also run more frequently, with more weekday trips to SFO. Masks will still be required to ride. And a live look at San Jose, where City Hall will reopen to the public on Monday. Masks will be required inside, as they are in all other city facilities. And the cities of Mountain View and Brentwood will also make masks mandatory inside public facilities starting Monday, regardless of vaccination status. Foster City did the same thing yesterday.
Well, a cat and mouse CHP chase through the streets of Oakland. Passengers seen hanging out of windows and sunroofs as these cars were swerving all over the streets, blowing through red lights, blowing through stop signs. Officers say the group took off from a large gathering at 90th and Holly, eventually stopped in a parking lot at Foothill and MacArthur, where the Oakland police moved in and impounded those cars. If you'd like to see the full video of this chase, we've posted it on our Facebook page and on kpix.com. Bottle Rock Napa announcing today all guests will need to show proof of vaccination or a negative test within 72 hours to get into that event. So that means you will need your single dose of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine or your second dose of Pfizer or Moderna by August 20th to be considered fully vaccinated when that event opens on Friday, September 3rd. If you have not gotten your first shot yet, it's already too late to meet that deadline with Moderna. As for Pfizer, you have to do it today.
Well, taking a look at your top headlines, a startling new study from the CDC shows the Delta variant may be far more contagious than anyone thought. spreading as easily as chicken pox. It also found anyone can carry large amounts of the virus, vaccinated or not, and vaccinated people can spread it to each other. However, the vaccine has been proven highly effective in preventing those carriers from actually getting sick.
And that's the biggest take-home point for everyone. You can get infected. You're still going to get infected at a much lower rate than someone who's unvaccinated, but you're not going to get very ill. You're not going to go to the ICU. You're not going to be on a ventilator. And most importantly, you're not going to die.
For instance, in San Francisco, of the more than 3,000 COVID patients hospitalized citywide since the pandemic began, just 16 were fully vaccinated. An estimated 12 million Americans behind on their rent could be at risk of eviction as soon as Sunday. The federal moratorium is on track to expire tomorrow night after a bill to extend it failed in the House today.
When it comes, though, to the technicalities of legislation, we just needed more time.
The lapse will not affect California renters. The statewide eviction moratorium will remain in place through September, and some counties have taken theirs even further. And a live look at Capitol Hill, where lawmakers are racing to get a national infrastructure deal done before the Senate takes its August recess. A bipartisan group of senators agreed this week to advance a trillion-dollar plan that would invest in things like roads, internet service, and drinking water. And the long legal showdown over former President Trump's taxes appears to be ending. The Justice Department is now telling the Treasury to turn them over to Congress. During the Trump administration, Democrats sued to see them, saying they needed to look into whether Mr. Trump complied with tax law. And Ken, then Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin refused to do it, saying the returns were being sought for partisan political reasons.
Elizabeth, thank you for that. All the fun of the fair returned this week to Sonoma County Fairgrounds, but with the current surge, there was an air of uncertainty in the crowds, a mix of masked and unmasked people enjoying sunshine. The fair was smaller this year to encourage distancing. Some of those who went hope that there won't be another prolonged shutdown.
I give up. I mean, I hope it's, you know, pretty quick now with new regulations on all federal employees getting vaccinated.
The county has mandated at any of the county buildings that regardless of vaccination status, that you're required to wear a mask.
The Sonoma County Fair runs through August 8th. It's closed Monday and Tuesday.
A San Francisco landlord was so determined to get his tenants out, he offered them nearly $500,000 to pack their bags. $475,000 to be exact, to move out of their rent-controlled top-floor unit in Presidio Heights. There are among a dozen tenants who complained about noisy, large-scale renovations at the building. The couple took the buyout, but others who up and left are now suing the landlord. One says he was never offered any incentive to leave.
We were forced out of our apartment. We were effectively evicted because they made the apartment uninhabitable.
The landlord's attorney denies that eviction claim. The tenant buyout is the largest in San Francisco history.
All right, you think the Bay Area real estate market has gone wacko? Well, wait till you see what's behind the walls of this mansion that just hit the market in Dallas, or rather, what's not behind the walls.
This must be the living room.
Yeah. This is a little weird. The building's homey exterior disguises its utilitarian past, first as an electrical utility building, then as a business space. But the realtor is determined to turn this never a home into someone's forever home.
Everybody likes a challenge. If you're getting ready for the zombie apocalypse, this could be where you'd want to be.
6,000 square foot property is listed for just under $1 million. And while there are no bedrooms or kitchen, it does include a one half bath. Car Week coming up in a couple of weeks down there, but a celebrity sighting on the streets of downtown Carmel today, and it wasn't former Mayor Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, it was the Biebs.
Oh, boy.
Justin Bieber and wife Hailey Bieber stopped to take a couple of selfies with one very lucky fan, and it clearly made her day.
The Biebers.
There you go. Bieber fever.
In Carmel.
Bieber fever in Carmel.
If you were
Carmel.
There, you could have seen them.
I could have. I could have caught the Bieber fever.
Very well.
You have to wear a mask, though.
Very well possible, for sure.
Well, thanks for watching. The news continues streaming on CBSN Bay Area.
Just never know.
You never know
what you're going to get.
Fever.
We'll see you back here at 11.